Mike.
Hi, John.
I'm John.
I'm Mike. I'm slightly scared now. You sound in pain, you little fella.
No, I'm just psychological.
Hey, that's fine.
You're listening to All Yesterday's Parties, which is coming to you for the 8th week running at King Street Studios.
Is it the 8th week running?
No, it's not, is it? It's the 7th week running at King Street Studios in Newcastle under Lyme.
Can I ask a question? Is your psychological pain because I was so rude to you last week?
I've almost dealt with it, it's fine.
Yeah. He's been in intensive therapy with Gordon.
Oh.
Hey, there's Gordon and us, and Matt's the horrible individual that for some reason keeps on turning up to this.
I'm not even invited. We've never met before.
Yeah, he just lives under a bridge somewhere. I'm implying you're a troll, not a homeless person.
No, that's absolutely fine. I do charge a toll to goats.
To get into the boys' hole?
What?
Now I realise you don't watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No.
Oh dear. Okay, so you can add that to Community as something that you need to be watching.
Yeah. Anyway.
I always watch my Community.
Yes, I'm sure you do. They're in binoculars at night.
from the back of my house.
Yes.
From a helicopter.
The helicopter in the back of his house?
Yeah. Yep.
Or the house that's in his helicopter?
It crashed last week.
Oh no.
It's been embedded there ever since.
Fantastic. We normally talk about beer, don't we, John?
But we have discovered last week that both Gordon and Matt will be driving later.
Matt's more immediately than Gordon.
Yes.
So they're both back on the...
Heron Caramel Tea.
By the PG...
Tips? Types.
Pig Types Brewery.
Pugger Types.
Of tea.
Other flavours available, but not...
Other breweries available as
no,
well.
No, it's not.
So no other tea breweries
No, tea isn't brewed. You get it. The people that produce it aren't breweries.
You see, the flavour...
They should be.
Advertised.
True.
All people are breweries.
No man is a brewery.
No one man is a brewery.
Some have breweries thrust upon them.
One of my first jobs was with a brewer... Brewery?
Brewery.
What did you do?
Well, I spent 2 weeks training and then left.
Right.
It was to sell... It was to sell alcohol to pubs and restaurants and places. Oh, fisting. Well, no, it was just...
Yes, but when John and I were fisting in front of your face, I'm sorry.
It wasn't a particularly good
butthole
job.
Was all over again.
And in fact, the girl who was training me told me how bad the job was, which inspired me to leave.
Okay.
It's always helpful when somebody does that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate it here. Right.
That's why I left the Shadow Cabinet. Not so a minute yet.
When you first arrive at the office and someone's walking with a box full of stuff, mouthing, get out! Run while you can!
While you still have legs.
The two of us at least are still on beer.
Yes.
Including John.
Yes, I am.
But not limited to John.
Not limited to John.
I'm drinking the Hazelnut Mild by the Brass Castle Brewery.
And how is it, my old China plate?
Beautifully hazelnutty.
Good.
It is. Brewery is becoming such a difficult word to say today.
It's not an easy word to say at the best of times, and after you've had a few beers from a few breweries, those are not the best of times.
Yes.
I am once again sticking to the same brewery as I have been, Magic Rock.
Thanks to UK Mail.
Yeah, thank you, UK Mail, for not delivering my shit and making me buy it elsewhere, you twats. This time, I've moved on to a Gooseberry Goes called Salty Kiss.
Ooh.
And it's very nice. I think I prefer the goes that I had last time around, the Sleeping Lemons by Wild Beer, because that was just a little bit saltier, a little bit tangier, a little bit tartar, but this is still very palatable and enlivening to the mouth.
Hello.
I don't want to drink wee.
Actually, having seen a lot in my time, that...
I have had wees that look like that.
Yeah...
Normally,
I think you'd be
the morning after a lot of beers.
I think you'd be getting some antibiotics prescribed, to be honest, if it looked.
I think your first piss when you got a
really bad hangover. Anyway, shall we?
The first piss is the deepest.
I regret even starting this.
Salty piss.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. So, we're back on the Safe as Milk Festival lineup, alphabetically speaking, for the second wave of announcements that they made. That was a long sentence.
That was a long sentence.
That was almost as long and badly run as the ones that are on the artist bios.
I know, yeah. But fortunately, with our first one of today,
basic rhythm album.
We so salty.
This is what I'm like. So I'm a vile sober.
You really are.
I'm much more amiable when I'm drunk.
Please get a beer in you, man. Come on. Literally. Firstly, we're going to be discussing someone we've already discussed an awful lot.
Yes.
He was on stage at ATP 2016. Mm-hmm. And in a little episode that John and I did with our listener. Hi, Gary.
Hello.
We discussed him an awful lot then. It's Richard Dawson. The eccentric folky gentleman from the northeast of this fair land.
And we wouldn't give a great deal extra coverage now were it not for the fact that it's been announced that he is playing with a band for the first time ever.
Yes, it's now, apparently his forthcoming album is a band effort and will be toured as such.
What really delighted me is that several members of his band also play,
I know where this is going.
They also play in another band, right? And the name of
what's that band called, John?
It's called Pig, 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 Pig.
That would explain why, when I was reading your notes earlier, that made no sense.
I thought it was pigs, 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 pigs.
Oh, was it pigs?
Pigs? Oh, I ruined it.
I thought it was the pigs, pigs.
The pigs, the pigs, the pigs. Literally the pigs, 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 pigs.
You see, I thought it was pikes, 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 pikes.
Anyway. Some kind of farm yard animal, pluralised and made plentiful.
Hoof. That is that is the premise of animal husbandry. Yes. I'm glad that you've joined us in the medieval era.
Now, what's this here about crop rotation?
Is it
some kind of witchcraft?
That's for later. After we've burnt John.
Excellent.
Yay.
Richard Dawson, we all like a bit of that, don't we?
It is pigs, idiot. I wrote it down wrong.
I can see there's some very radio-friendly nodding coming from Gordon there.
Yes.
Matt, are you also on board with liking Richard Dawson?
Yeah, I loved to say the previous ATP. I'm just annoyed. I was upset by the poor old horse and the people that were trying to put the poor old horse out of its misery, having such a failure of understanding of basic horse anatomy, and somehow deflecting the thing they were trying to kill the horse with via its heart off its collarbone. I mean, what the fuck are you playing at, man with a sword, trying to kill a horse by its heart?
I've seen a few horses
and hitting the collarbone.
Actually been put down.
This is going to be...
I put down a horse once. I told it it was really ugly.
Had they been...
That was John! Oh, yeah. It's not two horses, you know, not like that bloke from Basic Rhythm.
Oh no, I was putting down the bloke from Basic Rhythm, that's a really good point, yeah.
Had the horses been picked up prior?
No. They
were. What are we talking about now?
In fact, there's a few times I've seen horses been put down, but they put a screen up so that you can't visually see it, you just hear the gunshot.
And so, on to Demdike Stair.
We're really looking forward to seeing Richard Dawson and his band.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
It's going to be awesome. So, from the Safe as Milk website, Demdike was the supposed ringleader of the infamous Pendle Witches of the 1600s, and it seems a fitting reference to the unsettling undercurrents threaded through this Manchester duo's productions. Miles Whittaker also produces techno as MLZ or Moose. Collaborates with Andy Stott. Hey! There's your lad, Andy Stott, in Millie and Andrea. And
Miss Millie and Andrea.
Oh. You're like, oh, little Tommy Squeaky. And more, whilst Sean Canty is a key member of the great Finders Keepers label. Their musical union fittingly merging grinding beats, disorientating drones, and hallucinatory folk memories.
Thanks, Sean Connery.
It was somewhere between Sean Connery and just generic Eastern European. It was very, very peculiar.
Which is Sean Connery's one accent.
The one accent other than Scottish. A bit Russian, but still Scottish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the Spaniard.
If you don't know, I'm me taking the lead.
Not at all.
Okay. I listened to some little extracts from Wonderland, the album.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I enjoyed it. I felt they were ploughing a similar furrow to Basic House, but doing a better job of it.
Yeah.
Because there was a vibe of Vortecker, like that style of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there was more of a sense of place and more of a dramatic feel to it. It was more engaging, and there's almost kind of a spookiness to it. But I had to use one of Gordon's antique phrases, dog. Just on the whole, it was just cleaner, more varied, and more exciting to me. I can't imagine to you, John. I'm already expecting you not to have been a massive fan. But before any of that, Gordon.
Yes. Yes. I'm familiar with Dan and Dyke's there, and they again have actually got, in my opinion, quite a varied output from the very electronic ambient side to slightly more upbeat, minimal techno, and a range in between, which probably doesn't really leave that much of a range. But it's the kind of music that I enjoy to just listen to. I don't enjoy doing anything while listening to it.
Well, you don't enjoy doing anything, if you can avoid it.
I totally get what you mean there, because when I was listening to it, I wasn't doing anything. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's nice to not do anything.
Well, I'd imagine if I was doing something, then I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it as much.
Or you might get distracted by the thing that you're doing.
I just don't like doing things.
No, particularly when it involves fixing computers.
Yes.
My computer broke, in case listeners... And if any listeners or listener has...
I think Gary remembers.
Yeah, if you know anything about fixing computers and reinstalling VSTs, I'd appreciate you contacting me somehow. I'm not quite sure how.
You let us know via Twitter at AYPpodcast, and we will relay the message.
Thank you.
Or Facebook, you know, we're on that as well, and Tumblr.
Yes.
And Gary knows where you live, John, so...
Yeah, he does, yeah. He does now.
He's been round.
Yeah. Oh, also, I have a limited edition release of this.
Of Wonderland?
Clear...
Or your computer.
Get that one out of the box, you know. Don't just save it to be sold on eBay.
No, it's there. The only thing is, the guy at the record shop had another copy of Volume 3 in this series, and he told me about it, and I said, oh, great. And then he said, but I'm keeping it. And that really, really annoys me. There's nothing worse than being told that you can have something to then say, but you can't because I'm keeping it and I work in the store and therefore I overrule you, even though you're a customer and I exist because you exist.
Genocide's quite bad, though.
No, not as bad.
John,
you heard it here first.
What are your feelings on Genocide and Dan Dyke's there?
Okay, actually, in terms of what I wrote down while I was listening to it, this sentence covers both of those things. Because all I've written is, I'm getting tired of this sort of thing now.
Down with this sort of thing. Careful now.
It's like I've combined the two. Yeah, I didn't enjoy it, essentially. There is a lot of this sort of thing that it just kind of blends into an amorphous mass for me, essentially. So
amorphous mass, not to be confused with blank mass.
Not confused with birthday surfers.
Or amorphous androgynous.
What?
It's the other name for infected mushroom, their side project.
Oh, yeah. I knew I recognised the name when you said it. Good. I was thinking, where do I know that from? Yes, infected mushrooms.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's all good. I didn't enjoy it. I'm sure there's loads of people who will, and that's why they've been booked. Essentially.
Yeah, it's not safe as John McLeod.
No, it isn't. I am not safe.
Well, that's why we had to take the scissors away, wasn't it?
Yeah. Matt, Dan Dyke Stare.
Well, I was doing something while I was listening to Dan Dyke Stare.
Is that why you don't remember anything?
Yeah, I don't remember anything of it. I was cooking. So I wasn't exactly doing something which would have prevented me from listening to music. I don't remember a single thing about it.
Mm.
Nothing. It travelled through, but like a neutrino, it did not interact with any part of my form.
Fair enough.
Can't be bothered. It didn't make enough of an impact in any way to make me go, "Ooh, I missed that." Mm. No, I had it on and I nothinged it.
But neither did it make you go, "Oh God, what's this bullshit?"
No.
It just kind of meh.
I have a feeling, like in the last episode, if it was on at 17 minutes past 8, I'd let it wash over me again.
You need a sound system. You need to be there live, and you need to let it take you. You need to let it...
The sound system take me.
Yeah, you really do. You need to listen to it loud. You need to be there. Mm. You don't necessarily need to be doing anything, as I don't.
Well, I'm hoping at the festival we're not going to have anything else to do other than listen to the music.
The thing is, Gordon, the conditions in which I listen to it are nothing like what I described. I listen to it on a laptop, in my house, on a couch.
But to get the full impact for those who perhaps
aren't
feeling it.
I don't disagree.
Everyone listens to different things in different ways. Some people on their phones, particularly on the bus. Listen to things on the bus when it's not your...
If you listen to it through the phone speakers, then you are the devil.
Particularly when it's... who are those people that started this whole phone thing? Black Eyed Peas. Always Black Eyed Peas on the phone that people used to play when people used to start listening to things on their phone.
Blair.
10 years ago or so. Black Eyed Peas
everywhere. I've got nothing to add to this.
But
You sit and keep saying Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, no, don't do that.
The main thrust of Gordon's point is right, though, is that there is a big difference between listening to something at home on your stereo or through your earphones than there is to actually being in the room while it's being played.
That was his point.
He was my point.
That was, yes.
I just had a feeling like you're kind of using his point like a magic eye picture or something. Are you just imposing your own idea?
For example, I stared at it for hours and all I could see was Will I Am.
Like a lot of this kind of music that's often bracketed amongst other things under the dub techno type of genres. Like, even dub and reggae, if you listen to it at home or you listen to it on your headphones, but then you go to a proper sound system, you can't compare the experience. And a group like Dem Dyke Stare, I think that is what you need to experience to really get the full impact.
Yeah, I'm not averse to doing that.
Yeah. To me, it feels like the sort of thing I might poke my head around the door for to see what it involves, but I'm not emotionally invested in it in the slightest.
Sorry, Fields of Gold even.
Fields of Barley.
Sting joke there.
Yeah, I had a feeling that someone was going to do a really shit Sting joke, and it was going to be Fields of Gold, but I thought it was going to be John.
This is what happens when I know people for like a length of time. My sense of humour starts to spread.
Yeah.
I was thinking more WCW wrestler and Hall of Famer WWE wrestler Sting.
Yeah, but that requires face paint, and...
So, Forest Swords.
Mark. Forest Swords, John, yeah. Liverpudlian producer Matthew Barnes caused an immediate storm with his debut EP Dagger Paths in 2010, seemingly uniting dance floor dwellers and more angular listeners. Angular listeners? What's
an angular listener?
I don't know.
It's me when I'm sitting in a really weird angle.
In admiration and gaining wall-to-wall rave reviews, fucked, making it their record of that year. 2013's Engravings album was received similarly, and he stop being that angular, Matt. And he quickly became the forefront artist on the taste-making Triangle label. On Forest Swords' 2010 EP Dagger Paths, the web of dub, psych, dance and drone spun by UK producer Matthew Barnes felt instantly singular. Engravings is the perfect sequel, cementing his knack for creating complex effects with elementary methods. Every song here is boldly sensual, each note has a distinct emotional cue. That is a quote from Pitchfork there.
Boldly sensual.
Boldly sensual. Boldly sensing where no man has sensed before.
He's got his deck out!
But I was swinging it maniacally. So.
Sensually, not maniacally. Hello.
Matt.
Hello.
Forest Swords.
Yes.
Comment and opinions, please.
I listened to it in the same sort of listening session that I listened to Dem Dyke Stare. I'd listened to Engravings, and quite frankly, I enjoyed it a hell of a lot more than some of the similar things like this that we've been listening to. It made more of an impact. It was subdued in quite a lot of ways, but I think it had just something that resonated more with me than, say, John, because I've read his notes.
Yes, I have a feeling that for John, it's going to be a lot more of the same kind of thing. Is that right, John?
So, I refer you again to my note about Demdike Stair. This said, I'm getting tired of this sort of thing now. My note for Forest Swords was, like, really tired. That said, what Matt actually said is right. There was a bit more substance to it. It was offering slightly more than Demdike Stair was. That said, it wasn't enough for me to be in any way more enthusiastic. So, yeah, there's a lot more substance to it, but I'm just getting fatigued by it.
Gordon, were you any less enervated?
I hadn't heard of Forest Swords before.
Forest Swords?
And I listened to the Engravings album on YouTube. The YouTube.
Down by the bins.
And I very much enjoyed it. I thought it was great. I was clapping along, which is something I don't often do. I wasn't actually clapping along.
It's something you don't often do.
Because it's something I never do, really. Although I did go to a clapping meditation thing once, but that's a different thing. I wouldn't recommend it.
Clapping meditation or clap mediation?
Or clap medication.
Ah.
I think both, depending on how many participants are involved, there may need to be some clap mediation.
Anyway.
Feel better?
More mindful.
Well, the only thing being is that if you would say to me, so describe something that you listened to, I actually couldn't, but I do recall feelings of enthusiasm and slight joy while listening to it. So I can't really remember too much about it, but I do remember being positive and thinking, yes. Yeah.
Excellent. Cool. Well, I didn't listen to Engravings, which...
Traitor.
Seems to be everyone. I listened to the Dagger Paths EP, because that was re-released and after being expanded. Mm-hmm. And I picked that up on Bandcamp.
I'm not even surprised anymore.
And I've mentioned Ortega a few times over the last couple of episodes, because it seems that some of the new additions have worked that kind of slightly skronky, slightly grimy, grindy electronic sounds that Ortega do so very well. But these are definitely the guys who've done it best.
Yeah,
and what I actually wrote down here is as if Ortega and Burial collaborated on a dystopian cyberpunk western soundtrack, because there's a little bit of like it feels there's some guitar going on in there, which feels almost very slightly country, but a really bleak country.
Yeah,
but then a lot of very dubby soundscapes going on, and I thought it was absolutely gorgeous. It was a really great piece of work, and I think it kind of helped that the first time I listened to it, walking to work on a very dull morning, and it was raining, not heavily, but enough that I needed an umbrella, and everything was a bit grey.
Yeah.
And that just kind of, on top of all of that, it gave everything a really dramatic feel. And yeah, I thought it was fantastic. Really enjoyed it thoroughly. Mm. So I'd be interested to listen to more before I see them, but I definitely would like to see what's going on with Forest Swords. So now we come on to our last act, who are definitely not the kind of electronic band that that John's been narked off about. Well, let's see shortly what he actually thinks of Guttersnipe.
Yes.
I'll just read a little bit out about them here from the Emotes Open Notes. Guttersnipe are one of those bands, that your mother warned you about. Of those bands they get these days, damn it, bins, that sound like they must have half a dozen members just on one crotch.
judging by the pure ecstasy of raucousness they emit when they are actually a duo.
Oh.
Ah, yes, only two of them. It's their sound. It's the sound of a guitar played with a whole junkyard of scrap metal thrown at it, and drums assaulted with telegraph poles. The vocals are those of someone trying to escape the resultant carnage, and synth stabs designed to deep fry your eardrums and pour bleach into your follicles.
What a load of bollocks.
Yeah. That simultaneously describes that little thing and some of the music that I was actually
listening to. Yeah, I thought
it
would be suitably cross-cutting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I picked up two things that were fortunately free on Bandcamp. It was one just called Demo and another with a title that was completely unpronounceable that looked like it was an invocation to Cthulhu, not yet translated from the original Vogon. So, and it's extreme noise. I do occasionally listen to some extreme noise stuff, and the problem with it is that over a long period of time it can get incredibly samey unless the person doing it isn't particularly talented.
Yeah.
And manages to make something unique and interesting out of it. Yeah, these are not those people.
These are not these boredoms.
This is, yeah. Matt and I kind of almost breaking the pact that we kind of semi have here of not discussing things beforehand. We actually did a chat a little bit about Gutter Sniper, and we were in full agreement that you could drop in and out of any part of the recording.
I did.
And it would sound the fucking same.
I did. Yeah. I did that after the conversation and just went to the same point on the bar on every track, and there was one that sounded a little bit different, but not different enough. And that was a whole album. They all sounded the blasted same.
Yeah. Yeah, and absolutely true. They're supposed to have a really quite spectacular live show in a very extreme sense.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure that's going to be enough to make me...
bother.
Yeah.
I'm not risking my eardrums for that bollocks.
No. Mm.
John, would you risk anything for those bollocks?
Right. Now, I'll refer you to my note from Dendike Stare. Which says, I am getting tired of this sort of thing now. Then there's my note on Forest Swords that says, like, really tired. And then there's my note that I wrote during listening to Gutter Snipe, which is, but not tired enough to make this sonic stomping noise punk enjoyable.
Fair enough. Gordon?
Well, there's two things here. The first is...
Yes, the duo.
Gutter Snipe is a very good Magic the Gathering collectible card game card.
But it's a fucking awful band.
And it reminds me... There was a club in Leeds called The Orbit, which was a very famous techno club. And Aphex Twin played there. And on the decks, he put, for one of the sections, sandpaper.
Mm.
But, of course, he was taking the Richard D. James... out of the situation. Mm. It wasn't appreciated by the audience who was spitting on him, but it sounded better than this.
See, that's what I'm talking about. People can make harsh noise work, and it can really say something, it can really do something, but these guys, it just...
Or did he mean that the crowd spitting on him sounded better than Gutter Snipe?
Probably both.
I've seen My Bloody Valentine's noise section. Mm. I thought it was rubbish. Mm. But I still think it was better than Gutter Snipe.
There's some great noise stuff, and
yeah.
I'm a fan of hard techno, and some of the stuff there borders onto a lot of noise and distortion, and there's some.
When Masami Akito
great...
is on form, you know,
oh yes,
the Merzbow stuff, it can be
definitely.
It can be bollocks as well,
of course.
So there are some kind of. I'm still having a hard time with Pulse Demon, to be honest. But there are other
maybe your sex tape.
Yeah. but there are other Merzbow releases where the noise is no less harsh, but the creativity is there. And I do think these guys are just kind of pissing about to a certain extent. If they have a mad live show, okay, well done. But I don't think I'm really going to be that arsed about seeing them.
I just have this worry if one did go to see them, that you'd leave with a headache and then not want to see anything else.
Yes.
And I'm not willing to risk that.
No, we might even be able to hear them from the chalet.
The thing is...
It's something I might actually go to the back of the room and just see.
I actually thought it was my computer breaking more when I was listening to them.
So yeah, so, I think we're all of an accord there. So yep.
Now what I'd like to do,
oh god,
is
I haven't brought the lubrication.
Oh dear. Oh well, fuck it then.
No.
Right. So let's just set up. We've got a field full of psychedelic gunk, fascist blood, mud, and evil. And
you know what? I'm starting to think we just shouldn't go to this festival.
Right. Yeah, who invites this many?
Right.
Make a suggestion.
Yes.
Because I think it's clear that we all.
Oh no 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 no!
I don't think anything's clear right now.
Right.
Really.
What we're going to do now? Right.
Where are you going, Sunshine?
Yeah.
I don't.
So. We've got
Prestatin.
We've got the lovely chalet with the Labrador, Nathan Fillion, cakes, all you name it. Mm-hmm. Right. Now what I'm gonna do, instead of us going one by one to see which one of these acts we really want to go and see, let's all try saying it on the count of three.
I'm not sure what you're hoping to achieve from this, but let's go.
Okay. One, two, three.
Forrest Dawson.
See, I knew you wouldn't get what you were hoping for. That's
what I was hoping to make my suggestion.
All right.
I was going to say, I think it's clear that we would all like to see Richard Dawson, so why don't we choose one of the other three?
Oh, in which case, let's count to three and go on three.
Let's all count to three and then point at John's pained face.
Three, two,
one,
zero.
Forest Swords.
Forest Swords.
You counted from three to zero, you utter mental. Oh. But yeah, the reason I didn't pick Richard Dawson myself in the first go around was because, well, firstly, like Forest Swords is the equal on the recording.
Yeah, really good. But
also, I've seen Richard Dawson.
But not with the band.
Not with the band. I definitely want to see him again, but I want to see Forest Swords more.
Fair enough.
I've never seen Forest Swords.
Fair enough.
So
what's our Forest Swords?
They're trees. So you get in a forest.
Yes.
Trees.
Branches.
Thorns.
Broken from trees.
So thank you for listening to all this about parties. It's been another interesting week. There's been some opinions I wasn't expecting.
Ooh, long-bladed grass. That can be quite charming.
Yeah. Could, yeah. The lethal, that is. That'll have your eye out.
Oy vey.
You can find us on Twitter at AYP Podcast.
And also on Tumblr under the same guise.
Yes, and if you search for all yesterday's parties on Facebook,
you might get a nice surprise. And that rhymes!
So thanks, we'll see you again next week. Until the next time.
Cheers.
Cheery boy. You have been listening to All Yesterday's Parties.
All of the Yesterday's Parties they have these days, haven't been.
The music is by Attack of the Vapors.
And the podcast is hosted by Audio.
Boo!